The Knight's Quest for the Whispering Castle. Once upon a time, in a land filled with rolling green hills and clear blue skies, there stood a majestic, towering castle. This was no ordinary castle, for it was known as the Whispering Castle, a place where the walls told ancient secrets and the winds sang songs of the olden days. It was there that a young knight named Sir Leo embarked on a daring quest. Sir Leo had always dreamt of becoming the bravest knight in all the land. One morning, as he strolled through the castle's grand halls, he heard a that seemed to invite him on an adventure. He paused, listening to the sweet melody, when suddenly a message from the king appeared. The king declared that the legendary Silver Shield of Valor lay hidden somewhere within the castle's deepest chamber, waiting for a true knight to claim it. Clad in his shining armor, Sir Leo set out through the echoing corridors, each step resonating with the of the stone passageways. Along the way, he met a wise old owl perched upon a grand old tapestry. "To find the silver shield," the owl hooted, "one must be brave, kind, and true. Only then will the walls speak unto you." This riddle puzzled Sir Leo, but he thanked the owl and continued on his journey. Through the gardens of the castle, past the with crystal clear water, Sir Leo searched every nook and cranny. In the library, he found a dusty book that whispered tales of knights and dragons. Beyond the bookshelves, he rescued a cat stuck high atop an ancient oak tree, a good deed that made him smile with pride. As sunset painted the sky with hues of purple and gold, Sir Leo found himself at the entrance of the castle's most secluded room. With heart thumping, he pushed open the heavy wooden door. Inside, he found a but it was locked with a riddle. "I can only be seen when there is light, but I am often missed in plain sight. What am I?" Sir Leo thought hard and then smiled. "A shadow," he declared triumphantly. The chest clicked open, and there lay the gleaming silver shield of valor. Sir Leo returned to the king with the shield, proving his bravery, kindness, and truthfulness. The king knighted Sir Leo as the protector of the Whispering Castle, honoring him with cheers and celebration. From that day on, the young knight's tales became the new whispers within the castle's walls, inspiring future adventurers to always be brave, kind, and true.